Yeah, I think some of the things that are happening today in science education, where students are strongly discouraged from asking questions about Darwinism, where researchers can actually lose their career because they are willing to question Darwinism, is antithetical to science. Because science is about questioning everything. When you approach scientific ideas, you approach them with irreverence. There's nothing sacred about them. They need to be challenged. And if the theory is a good theory, it will withstand challenges. If it's not a good theory, it won't withstand those challenges. But for some reason, Darwinism has been made a protected theory where it's unfair to challenge it. So this is contrary to science. It's contrary to a good education. And how on earth can you have a world where there is true democracy without having that capacity to question? And one of the things that I think is ironic is many atheists seem to be so outspoken in terms of promoting free thought. But yet, on the other hand, the theory that undergirds atheism, Darwinism, they're unwilling to challenge that. They're unwilling to think as free thinkers about that theory, because, of course, if that theory is wrong, atheism unravels. So there's a real irony, I think, in the way atheists view Darwinism and the people who are critics of Darwinism. In fact, I would say that people who are critics of Darwinism are practicing free thought more fully than an atheist is who otherwise would advocate for that view.